The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Oh, Nicola, it's very frosty, isn't it?
Hey. It was very cold this morning.
Do you know what? I got a little garden office, and there's no central heating in there. And I've got an oil heater, and I've got a sort of baby one and a big boy one. A little boy and a daddy one. And literally, I use the little one sometimes, and I had to bring the daddy one in to back him up today. Really did. Woof.
Yeah. I've got oil-filled radiators in my conservatory to keep the plants alive, and I don't think they kicked in last night. It's a bit worrying.
Yeah, so we're certainly getting into the winter season anyway, and last couple of months of the year. Listen, I got to say something. I discovered something on the weekend while I was reading my BT, and this is very interesting, and for the first time in a long time, it's bouncing day. I've never seen it so bare at the chart. Look at the chart. Oversold in every metric, but I discovered that Sky did a news release the day before, the evening before their last set of update, which was last week, which is their quarter and half-year results. And they announced that in that would be the results that were quite accurate. And also, they said they'd announce a pension update, right? And they didn't announce a pension update. And they said, hang on, Sky's been given a scoop here on obviously a draft of what was being released by BT. But BT have chosen to pull the pension thing out. Now, they've mentioned to the employees who have this pension, final deficit, the expense of it, that they're going to, in the summer, they told them they're going to change the pension scheme. Now, this pension, they're $14 billion in deficit in the pension scheme. This will have a major rewrite in the shares. They announce this very soon. I think it's going to be very soon because Sky believed it was going to be in their results last week. So it's going to be very soon. And if they do this, I think that will see the bottom in the BT share. And I think it'll start to re-rate off that, Nick. So it's very close. I think we're very close to the bottom here on BT shares. Hate to go on about them, but I think we're very close. Very close to the bottom.
14 billion pension deficit.
Yeah. Nuts, isn't it?
It is.
But also what helps now is that the interest rates have gone up a little bit, a tiny bit. And of course, why does that help? I think it's because of the bonds, isn't it? Bond yields and all that stuff. So their bond yields are better. So apparently, who was saying to me, Russ Mould, he knows all about this. He's investment director at Stockbroker AJ Bell. He was saying that will help. And Chris Bailey said that will help their pension deficit, interest rates going up a little bit. So there we are. So there's a couple of things.
So that really strong down day that we had in BT on the 2nd of November was a quarter mara. But, you know, when you have a really big drop move day, very often 50% of the open close of that trading range, not the spike low, but the open close, that would be back to that support level. So around, but I could see a bounce back to 260 from here with no damage to the trend at all.
Okay, all right.
And we're at 250, so yeah, with no damage to the downtrend, I mean, we could easily see a bounce back to 260 from here.
Yeah. I just think if they had released that news, which I assume is very soon, cause it was supposed to be in their last week's result release, and it wasn't. So if they release that, I think that will have a positive effect, and I think the trend will change. That's my prediction here.
Well, since we've had the gap lower on the 10th of August, every rally has been capped by the daily 20 moving average, and we haven't managed to close above it. So if we can close above that, and that's at 265, we've changed the behaviour and reversed the trend. But until then, it's not looking terribly good, is it?
No, it's not. And the thing is, the reason, and it's not looking terribly good, that's a good thing, really, because if you're not in BT and you're looking to get a big company with a dividend paying 6% at the moment, 6% dividend that they've reiterated last week, and it's the kind of stock you could look back in a year's time and say that was a massive stock. It's almost done quite a few percentage up, almost double. I think in a couple of years' time it'll be double where it is now. Plus you'll be receiving a dividend, which if you reinvest is compound interest. I think on a big stock it's very rare, because you should diversify in your portfolio, not just equities but other things as well, fixed rates. But no one's doing that at the moment. But I mean, like I said, if you want an income payer, this is a good payer. Anyway, let's go to smaller stocks. So news of the day: Angus Energy. They've had some news out about their drilling there at Lidstein. I think it's confirmed that I'm just off the top of my head, the Kimmeridge layer there is looking quite good, as it is in Horse Hill. So positive update there from their exploration drilling there, or appraisal drilling at Lidsey. And I'm just making that up basically, but it seems quite good. What do you reckon, Angus, ANGS?
Angus has been in wedge consolidation since August. I like it to continue higher. I think we're really just going sideways while the moving averages catch up, and now they have and we're flat. I think that as long as we don't see another close below 25.80, we're set to go higher, and a close above 36.62 will be the trigger. And I've got a firm, solid, really exciting target at 54.12.
I was going to say, keep it clean. Lovely. At what level? At what level?
I think we'll wobble at 42.50, but the target is 54.12.
Okay, yeah. Just to sort of summarise accurately what I was trying to say awkwardly earlier on, geochemical analysis of the Kimmeridge and Oxford layers at Lidsey all field were undertaken, and apparently they're pleased, apparently, at the moment. It's looking quite good, so what they looked at. So, anyway.
That's
okay.
Very good. Yeah.
Ortac Resources. They did an acquisition of Casa Mining, which they held about 40-odd% of anyway. And there's some good drilling results from Casa Mining last week. So it looks like a good deal there. So they've wait until they've got some good results in the drilling, and it looks like they're going to do an acquisition there. So OTC is the ticker there. What do you reckon, Nick? ORTAC.
Do you know, if you look at this on a normal candlestick chart, every rally, we've had this really fabulous break above the 200-day and all the daily moving averages on Friday, but the candles look really red. Like today, we've opened higher and then dropped like a stone, but we're holding above all those moving averages. This is a really good one to look at with high Kanashi candles. They're really good for seeing the trend and where we're really going. I think this looks great to continue higher. I'd really like to see a daily close above 3.18. It's a bit of a pivot level. But yeah, I think this is dead set to go higher to new highs. And if we use a Fib projection for the for where we're going, then I think my first target would be 6.13.
Yeah, I tell you what, metals looking good, aren't they? I mean, especially the
metals are looking really good. Yeah,
and especially the metals playing into, in my portfolio, into the electric vehicle revolution. They've got copper, Asian Met Resources, up 10% today, and that's been rallying strongly for a long time. That's ours. And Horizonte Minerals is looking strong as well, up 6.4%. I think looking at previous high, hitting highs. Okay, so the third stock we're looking at is Union Jack Oil, and they've done an acquisition there of 20% of, I think it's, I'll look it up while you're looking at it, UJO, what do you reckon, Nick, on the ticker there?
Yeah, this is another one that's trading. So I'm looking at a weekly, so I can show you a really nice weekly double bottom. So the low that we made in July with the low from 2016, but it's wedge sideways consolidation. So if we draw a trend line from the October 2016 high, a break above that trend line would be a bullish reversal, or confirm a bullish reversal. And then our first target would be 0.22 and then 0.26 and then I think 0.31, like we'll climb the stairs. I think it's all set up to go. I like that we're above the 20 moving average, 200 moving average again today, but it's really not that meaningful while it's flat and we're going sideways and we're still in the middle of the range. Above 0.17 really is what we need to see. Okay. And then we should rock it.
Okay. Well, they announced today they've purchased 20% economic interest in license EXL294 containing the production Fiskerton Airfield Oil Field. It's quite hard to say that. Say that. Fiskerton, yeah. Airfield Oil Field.
Well, it's certainly a nice price action today. If we can break out of the range, then I'd be very excited about this one.
Very excited, I say.
Yeah.
All right, Nick. Don't forget about BT, my long-term investment. All right, do your own research. But
don't forget, 235. You should back up the truck.
It's not going to make 235. It's not going to make 235. They'll release pension details this week, I guarantee it, and it'll fly. It'll fly. Literally, you'll see. This is like one of those rare moves, 10% on a FTSE 100 stock.
Okay, Justin.
You don't sound convinced at all. But
I'm open to it. I'm the first one to say, you know, if I expect something and then the price action on the chart tells me different, then you've got it. You can't be stubborn. You have to change your view.
No, but I know you're open.
I'm willing to do that.
You are very open. That's what I like about you. You're very open indeed. lovely. If you want to see these charts on a video, then you can see them at the blog page, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Oh, I say, she's so open.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.